opening up all your senses. Focusing in now, would like for you to reach in to yourself and mentally collecting all of your consciousness, the consciousness of the cells and the atoms, of the molecules and the cells, of the organs, tissues, bones, joints, and spinal cord in the brain, and the energy of the chakras. And now, the energy of the various bodies, the physical body as a whole, the emotional body, the mental body, gathering all of this consciousness together. The personality is a body, and gathering up that energy too. And as you've gathered up all of this energy, I'd like for you now to imagine yourself completely soul aligned. All of yourself completely connected in harmony, in unity with soul, and all this gathered consciousness now reaching into and up to soul, for soul is within you, without you, and all around you. But by reaching upward, we're asking for the highest energies of soul and to blend and merge there with those, which is what soul would prefer anyway. So all of your consciousness reaching up to the very highest levels of soul's energy and blending and merging there until your consciousness, all this consciousness together, is unified and vivified, infused with greater life and vitality. Bring that energy in into the consciousness, accepting it, receiving it, allowing these energies to permeate your consciousness. All this consciousness gathered together like a beautiful flower, full of light, shimmering, sparkling light, being infused with soul's light, soul's energy, and loving this feeling, sense of unity, of wholeness, of beingness. You, an integral part of your solar angel. And take a moment to allow yourself to recognize that this is who you are. soul or angel coming into this plane of existence to learn and grow and to stand for humanity, to allow your growth to be their growth, to imagine your unity is their unity. That every time you soul align, they grow closer and closer to their souls. It's what angels do. And they care for the earth and all her creatures, all of creation, all kingdoms, and from the lowliest of the lowest kingdoms to the highest energies of the highest kingdoms. Your purpose is to love it all. And just allowing it there in your consciousness, unified with yourself as soul, vivified and sparkling with that divine light through and through you. This beautiful flower, full of love, whose purpose is love, whose heart is filled with love and radiates love, and a mind that is centered and focused on love. I see the earth and I see love. I see the water and I see love. I see the air and I see love. Everywhere I look, all I see is love. And as I look to the sun, I give gratitude to the giver of unconditional light and love, shining, never asking, always giving. And the energy of the moon, the reflected love and light. It's receiving, feeling it, knowing it, that everywhere you look, all there is, all you see, is love. And now, focusing in on the will to unify, having unified with yourself as soul and your consciousness beautifully expanded, enriched, invigorated, enlivened by the fusion with yourself as soul. And this unity of energy, creating within you waves of energy rising up. Up to the causal plane on a wave of pure love. just holding the goal in your mind and allowing yourself, your unified self, your greater unified self, allowing yourself to experience and feel this love, this constant, never-ending flow of love rolling through you in waves. And when it reaches your mind, rolling out in waves, those creations that bring the highest and best of all concerned. And as these energies ride outward, your ability to see everything in wholes and this greater, larger view, it is as if you can see in 360 degrees all around you. I want you now to turn all the way around and look at the energies behind you. And this would be behind your physical body, whose consciousness you are, and looking out behind, let's say about an inch under the skin, and moving outward, seeing those energies. So about an inch inside the body, and all the way out beyond the body and into the various layers of the aura. What do you see? What are you being shown? Is the energy clear? Or are there clouds and dark spaces and holes and gaps? Looking closely at these energies and allowing your unified consciousness with soul to see these energies. And calling upon the will to act to know what these energies are, what their purpose is, what their story is, and this pure light showing you what you need to know about these energies. And having the ability to observe them, to stand apart from them, to detach. For they are not your consciousness. They are energy reacting to your thoughts. They are old experiences, things you feel are past mistakes, and guilt and regrets. They are questions of worth and value, ideations about deserving, and the consequences of good and bad behavior, all self-inflicted, beliefs taken on and utilized. And there may be other things included in these energies. And simply as an observer, examining them, analyzing them. Utilizing all the energies of the will to act, all the different qualities it brings. Utilizing its energy to build a beautiful aura filled with liberated thought forms. Problem-solving energies. The ability to analyze, to discriminate, to tell one thing from another. And all the understanding that it brings. And now coupled with the will to unify, this intelligent, loving, wise, and aware energies. These qualities belonging to the observer who sees things in wholes, creating intelligent love, leading to wise love, leading to unconditional love, and simply allowing these energies, allowing and accepting, just allowing and accepting. Receiving, letting it sink into you, choosing to accept them, to receive them, and knowing that as you apply these energies to your goals, you are creating beautiful thought forms which manifest as beautiful creations. For everything in your world was a thought before it became a physical thing. And don't kid yourself, emotions and thoughts are physical things. In some ways, they are the only things. Breathing in the energies of acceptance, the energies of the observer, of the energies of detachment. For at some point, you must let go of your manifestation in order to allow it to create. And this too is a quality carried on the will to act, the ability to detach, calling on this energy and asking for help and letting go of whatever it is, including your goal. And as you practice detaching, letting go, watching the energy as it rolls away from you. And with your mind, calling for it to be healed and transformed, watching as that energy sent forth from you for healing and transformation, and watching as it meets that goal and passes over it, increasing its light and covering it in love as it continues on its way, traveling upward towards the causal plane, which, as you are joined with yourself as soul, is a short distance away. And find your consciousness joined with soul's consciousness. Find yourself here on the causal plane. Just energetically finding yourself. You know where you are, you know who you are, for you and soul are one. And opening your mind and letting more of soul's mind into your mind, and you receive the knowing about where you are. And from this place, calling forth in your united mind an image of your goal. Now we want to work with the long-term goal here, the image, some symbol that stands for that goal, or a symbol that's already come to you. And with your mind, your unified mind with soul's mind, here on the causal plane, calling forth from the heart this unified, wise love, coupled with the energy of your mind, and with a third stream of energy joining that of the will to express. And these three energies rolling away from you. You unified with yourself as soul, you, that you, the greater you, and the energy of the goal on this wave of this triplicity of energies rolling away. Just rolling away like a wave, like a leaf upon the ocean, just riding the tops of the waves, rolling along outward away from you, over across the causal plane, rolling along, waiting for the energy necessary to complete itself, to appear in the flow. and you wait in that space of patience, knowing that this energy will meet the energy necessary for completion. And you are in this space of simply being, going through your days, being who you are, knowing in the back of your mind that this creation is on its way. For you've already created it in your mind. It is an idea that has been born in the mind, in the greater consciousness, and rolling out across the causal plane. And this energy is carried by the combination of energies you have been playing and working with, just allowing it, allowing these waves of energy to come together and create this beautiful thought form that is your goal. And now, adding in to your conscious awareness the energy of your short-term goal. Now, if you have already completed one, you may now choose another. And this goal is again brought under the awareness of your collective mind, soul's mind, the very highest reaches of soul's mind, looking at this goal, energizing it. Analyzing it and calling for clear thoughts, free of entangling emotions, enabling you to see your goal and all the intentions behind it. And turning now to look at those intentions, look at them as energy. And calling upon your soul and its consciousness, the greater consciousness of which you are now a part, and asking to understand what you are seeing when you look at these energies. And as you gain an understanding of what soul's asking, you let go, affirming, healed and transformed. And now, allowing yourself to separate out, to begin to return to your normal state of awareness, healed and transformed and changed in important ways. Thanking yourself as soul, you begin to come slowly back into the room while you are ready, when you are ready. And with that, we bid you Namaste.